Okay, we are on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, about 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, Amali Ravina Luravashi. Okay, so let us just remind ourselves where we're holding. Again, we have been referring back to the Brice on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph for a number of days. And we learned in the Brice on Tezayin Amud Aleph the various Shitas Tanoim with regards to Mashkin. If Mashkin is Matama, other things Midiraisa, only Midirabanan, and therefore what do we do? B'makam Safik. And we had the most Makel Shita, which was Rabbi Meir, who said that if you have Safik Mashkin to be Matama, other things, it's Tahar, because there is no Tuma to Mashkin to be Matama, other things. According to Rabbi Meir, we don't Darshan Yitma as Yitamei, that the Mashkin can be Matama, other things. That was the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Even though the Brice and Tezayin seem to present Rabbi Yehuda as the opposite extreme, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lakol Tame, for everything Mashkim is Matam, it's Matam Eichlin, it's Matam Kalim. But we saw yesterday that there was at least a partial Chazara in Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says Mashkin is not Matam Kalim, and it was a question as to whether or not Mashkin is Matam Eichlin like the Shita of Rabbi Yisrim Shimon, or not at all like Rabbi Meir. And the final shita was the shita of Rabbi Yasi and of Shimon, that they said that Mashkim is Matama Eichlin, but it is not Matama Kalim. Now, when we explained the shita of Rabbi Yasi yesterday, the Gemara said, Rish Lakish said, that Rabbi Yasi, who is a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, he is treading in the footsteps of Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. Meaning, the Pasuk says about a kli cheres, which sheretz, a dead sheretz is suspended inside the airspace. So the sheretz is metama the kli. The kli in turn is metama the eichel. And about that eichel, it says yitma, that it will be metama. So Rabbi Kiva said, we dash yitma as yitamei, and melamed that a sheni makes a shlishi. So we said, the same is true. Rabbi Yasi would learn a similar type of structure in the next pasuk, in pasuk Lamedala, the exact same case, except instead of food being in the keli, you have liquid in the keli. The sheretz is metama the keli. The keli is a rishon. The keli now is metama the liquid. The liquid is a sheni, and it says about that liquid yitma. So Rabbi Yasi would darshan yitamei. So you see, the Rabbi Yasi would hold that Mashkin is Metama Eichlin. Now, it happens to be that when we presented the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, the way Rabbi Kiva said what he said was that Limid al Kika Sheni Sha'isa Shlishi Bachulin. We actually learn a very impressive Chiddush, says Rabbi Kiva. Again, you've got the Kli Cheres, Sheretz goes inside. Sheretz is Matama, the Kli becomes a Rishon. Rishon is Matama, the food inside, which is a Sheni. And about that, it's Yitamei. And says Rabbi Kiva, the Pasuk is speaking Stam. Mashmat's not only speaking about Kotchim and Truma, even Chulin. In which case, Rabbi Kiva says there's even a concept of a Shlishi by Chulin, which is a Chiddush. We Paskin not like that. We Paskin that there's only a Shlishi by Truma. But that was Shitas Rabbi Kiva, and we said that Rabbi Yasi is kind of going with the same drasha, with the same understanding as Rabbi Kiva. That was the Gemara yesterday. And now this is the Gwan Yud Ches Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom, Amli Ravin L'Ravashi, V'hama Rava, L'Rabbi Yasi Savlak Rabbi Kiva, V'L'Rabbi Kiva Savlak Rabbi Yasi. The Rava said that Rabbi Yasi does not agree to Rabbi Kiva's Chiddush, and Rabbi Kiva does not agree to Rabbi Yasi's Makar. Meaning, when we say L'Rabbi Yasi Savak Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yasi does not agree to Rabbi Kiva that there's a musik of a shlishi by chulin. Meaning, like we, like the Chachamim, like those who disagree with Rabbi Kiva, and we say that the musik of a shlishi is only by truma, doesn't apply to chulin. So Rabbi Yasi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rabbi Yasi. So the Gemara explains. So the Gemara first answers the original question, and says, Amarlei, so said Rav Ashi back to Ravina, Rav Yesi b'shitas Rav Akiva, Rabbi Amra, lei sfirlei. So this is a bit of a bombshell. Says Rav Ashi back to Ravina, you're right. When Rav Yesi said what he said, he was only saying it using the same methodology that Rav Akiva had previously used and would use, and therefore he was saying Aliba der Bekiva the way he would understand, but he himself, Taka, doesn't hold like that. If you look at Rashi, if you look at Rashi about 7 or 8 lines before the lines get slightly wider, we said Rabbi Yosi lois saver lak Rabbi Akiva. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. She is sheni yisishlishi bechulin. And on this, the Gemara is answering in the first medium-sized line of Rashi, the Rabbi Yosi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Amra, meaning lahada amr tumas mashkam matamechem diraisa, that which Rabbi Yosi said back in our famous braisa on that tezainim and aleph, lahada amr tumas mashkam matamechem diraisa. Umi boy lay la medrash, and we need to dash in the yitzma that we read it yitzame, that it's able to be matama others, and mashkin can be matama other things. Ali b'Rabbi Akiva amra, the darish le gabi ayachlin. I mean, Rabbi Akiva in posik lamed gimel dashin it le gabi food. So Rabbi Yosi said, well, Rabbi Akiva would read the next posik lamed dalad, which is speaking about mashkin, and to the extent that he dashin yitzma to mean yitzame. So it's in Pasuk Lamedala, he would dash Yitzma to mean Yitzamei. Come Rabbi Yosi, Hoyol v'dash v'kiva Yitzma Yitzamei, Yisle demashkin metamen achay and diraisa. Avol Rabbi Yosi, lay sphere lay tumas mashkin metamen achay and diraisa, lay darish Yitzma Yitzamei. So this line is a bit of a bombshell, and then it's a massive chazara of everything we've known to be true. Bidas Rabbi Yosi, we thought Rabbi Yosi was from the Machmeh Shittas. He does dash Nitzmi Tomei. Says Rav Ashi, no, he doesn't. He was only saying what he was saying in the Shittah of Rabbi Akiva. That is one order of business done with. Now the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says like this. Omer Lei Rav Ashi Lerv Kahana. Now you've said two statements. You've said that Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, meaning he doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva that there's a musik of a shlishi by chulin, and Rabbi Akiva does not hold of Rabbi Yosi in the source of where we know a revi b'kodesh. Those two things were is what we said. So bishlam Rabbi Yosi leisava lak Rabbi Akiva. I understand that Rabbi Yosi does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. And again, this bride is going to be slightly complicated. I'm just going to speak it out first. But again, the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva was, what was really novel about Rabbi Akiva was, that he said that there's a musik of a shlishi even by chulin. Even chulin is a musik of a shlishi. We know in Gan Shas, we kind of take on, not like Rabbi Akiva, there's only a shlishi by truma. And there's a revi by kodesh. But there's no such thing as a shlishi by chulin. Chulin is very kal. And like we said, the more refined and dak and ruchni something is, the more susceptible it is for tuma. Okay, truma is more kaddish than chulin, is a shlishi, kaddish, kachim is more ruchni, is even a revi, and so on. Come to Bekiva, and he says, there's a musik of a shlishi, even by chulin. So the Gemara is saying, I will prove to you that Rabbi Yosi must disagree with Bekiva. Now, I'm just going to stay outside the understanding of the proof. It'll just make it a little bit easier to follow. We know that we have a halacha of Achaz b'Yisrael, which states a klal, daye love min hadin liyos kenidin. Let me give a simple, silly example. If I say, well, I'm a weak person, and I'm able to bench press 100 pounds, so you're a strong person, Kal v'chemer, you can bench press 300 pounds. So there's two ways to show that that statement is incorrect. One way is to show that you thought that I'm weak, and you thought that you're chamor. No, I'm really the strong one, and you're the weak one. So what was kal is not really kal, what was chamor is not really chamor, and therefore the whole premise of the Kal V'Chomer is flawed insofar as you're not the Kal, you're not the Chomer. That's one way. And that's the classic way throughout Shas that we frag up a Kal V'Chomer. A Pircha is, we say, no, Mala, the Kal, that it's got a different Chomerah. Don't think it's this is the Kal, this is the Chomer. That's one way that we do it. Now, comes along the second statement of Dayu Lav Aminadin Liyus Kenidin, and it says, well, one second. I agree that the Kal is the Kal. Right? The Kal is Kal, and the Chomer is Chomer. I agree. I'm weak, and you're strong. But you cannot necessarily say that if I'm weak and I can bench press 100 pounds, you're strong, Kal V'Chomer, you can bench press 300 pounds. Maybe not. Maybe you can only bench press 200 pounds. Maybe only 101 pounds. Maybe only 100. I know for sure you can bench press 100. That for sure. Because that we have a Kal V'Chomer. Madach, I'm shvach. I can do 100. You're weak. For sure you can do 100. That is rock solid logic. Me'achus. But anything more than that, says the Gemara, you know what? You could be right. And in many cases, it's logical to say that. I'm weak, I can bench press 100 pounds. You're very strong, you can bench press 105 pounds. Makes a lot of sense. We probably would bet, we would go with that. But says the Gemara, Da love him in Adin, something which is learned out from Adin Kal V'Chomer, Liyos K'nidin, to be only capped with the original din of the starting point of the Kal V'Chomer. My example, the weak is the Nidin, and so on. That is the din of dialogue minadin liyos kenidin. Says the Mishnah in Baba Kama, where the Mishnah quotes the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, that there is an exception to this halacha ravachas b'Yisrael of dialogue minadin liyos kenidin, and that is in a situation where you have a viable Kal V'Chomer, and let's not get into when is it that you have, what does it mean you have a Kal V'Chomer, but in a case where I definitely must say something with this Kal V'Chomer. So if I have a Kal V'Chomer, and the only way of me using the Kal V'Chomer, the only way for this Kal V'Chomer to have any expression and any relevance, and to be telling us anything noteworthy, which I don't already know, is if I say the Kal V'Chomer and I override the usual dial limitation, I'm going to do it. Meaning, if Dayo is going to force me to make and render this Kal V'Chomer totally defunct and useless, then I'm going to override the Dayo din, and the Kal V'Chomer is going to say, if I'm weak and I can bench press 100, you're strong, you can bench press 105, and I'm going to go with it. Again, it's not Mamash or Sigi right now, so we don't need to go into all of the Pratim, but that's the basic din. Regi, again, two ways to frag up the Kal V'Chomer. The Kal is not a Kal, the Chomer is not a Chomer. There I'm saying the logic is flawed. The second way is to say you're right, but who's to say that you can actually extrapolate and do more than the actual need in itself? It's logical, it does make sense, you can, but I don't know for a fact, and therefore I'm going to say, dialogue nidin liyos kenidin. There is a day in Shas, the Ashitas Tanaim, which say that you will not cap and say dio if it's going to cause the Kal V'Chomer to be totally bottle umavoto. So just bear that in mind. So now, again, we're somehow going to come to prove that Rabbi Yossi does not agree with Rabbi Akiva. Now, the basic din of this, the structure of this Gemara is going to be the following. Rabbi Yossi is actually going to be one of those Tanayim who says, I'm going to say the Kal V'Chomer and I'm going to override Dayo. And this is going to be Rabbi Yossi's source, that there's a musig of a Ravi Bakodesh, and we'll see in a minute exactly how. But Lamaisa, through a Kal V'Chomer, where the Kal V'Chomer is overriding the dio limitation, and it's going to be the source to tell me that there's a musig of a Ravi Bakodesh, that is Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara is going to say that it must be that Rabbi Yossi would not hold like Rabbi Akiva. Because if he held like Rabbi Akiva, and that there's a musik of a sheni, which makes a shlishi by chulin, that was Rabbi Akiva, then we would have to say by truma, a shlishi would make a ravi, and we'd have to say by kodesh, a ravi makes a chamishi. And the mansach nishkin, gan shas, we don't find anywhere in shas, a shitas tanayim, which says that there's a chamishi by kodesh. And lu yitzuyer, Rabbi Yossi held the Rabbi Akiva, there's a shlishi by chulin, and Rabbi Yossi also says, I will not be restricted with dayo. If I have no expression for my Kal V'Chomer, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go and spread my wings. And therefore, I would say that a Revi'i, there's actually a Revi'i makes a Chamishi by Kodesh. And being that we never find anything like that, it must be that he doesn't hold that a Sheni makes a Shlishi by Chulin, in which case there's never a Tzad to say a Shlishi makes a Revi'i by Truma, in which case there's never a Tzad to say a Revi'i makes a Chamishi by Kodesh. That is the Gemara in a nutshell. So let's see. So the Gemara like this. What is the source that there's a musig of a revi by kodesh? The revi passels and there's a musig of revi in kodesh. Says Rabbi Yosi, v'dinu tzakal v'chemer. Omamachus ha-kipurim, an individual who's gone through the whole tahara stage and process, and he's gone to the mikvah, but he just needs to bring his carbon tomorrow morning. He's so cow, and he's even allowed to eat truma. He can eat ma'aser sheni, he can eat truma. Nevertheless, pasul or pasul b'kodesh, he still pasuls kodesh. A shlishi, shapasul b'truma, shlishi, which is more chamor, and it's even able to pasul truma, ein adin sheyaseh revi'i b'kodesh. For sure, when we say the Shlishi is going to passel Kodesh, what type of, you know, what type of implication will the Shlishi have? It'll actually make a Revi'i b'Kodesh. The Gemara says, this is all part of the structure, V'lamadnu Shlishi b'Kodesh min ha-Torah. I already know the concept of a Shlishi b'Kodesh midyoraisa. So I already know that a Shlishi has implications legabi kachim. In which case, if I'm now going to be learning a Kal V'chaymer, if I'm now going to be learning something through the means of a Kal V'chaymer that a Shlishi can do something, clearly I'm going to be learning that it makes a Revi'i. A Revi'i mi Kal V'chaymer. The Gemara just speaks out, this is all kind of needed, meaning Shlishi min ha-Torah. How do I know that there's a musik of a Shlishi midyoraisa by Kodshim? Tichsev abasa sheyiga b'chol tamei. If Kodshim touches anything which is Tamei, then that Kodshim which touched anything which was Tamei, lo yoychal, and mile askinen denage b'sheni. And are we not referring to a case where it touched a sheni? Meaning a sheni, Rashi explains, could either mean, let's say, an ava tuma, it could be a regional tuma. Sheni is also called, even a sheni tuma is called a Tamei. And it says, if Basa touches any type of Tamei, even a Sheni, Layechol, i.e., that meat is going to be Tamei also. So I know I have a Mefurish Apostik that is a Musik of a Shlishi Bakaydish, in which case, Revi Mikal V'chaymer Kedamrinin. It must be that when I'm learning the Kal V'chaymer, that, how do I know, Menayin L'Revi B'Kodesh, that it passels Kodshim, I'm learning out from a Kal V'chaymer, from the implications of Mechus Kippurim vis-a-vis Truma. Mechus Kippurim is weak, it's Mutter B'Truma, and still it causes problems for Kodshim. So a Shlishi, that it's Pasel B'Truma, and it's got a Chumra L'Gabi Truma, for sure it should make a Revi B'Kodesh. We're going to come back and see one Rashi in a second. I just read one more line. Now, the Isal Kedai Vichsavra Rabbi Akiva. If you would think that Rabbi Yosi held like Rabbi Akiva, that a Sheni makes a Shlishi Bachulin, and as we're going to see in Rashi in a second, and Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion that Dayo is not able to restrict me, and therefore I'm going to learn even more than the Nidoin. If Rabbi Yosi would hold like Rabbi Akiva, Isal Kedai Vichsavra Rabbi Akiva, Nesni Nami, Revi Bachuma, Vechamishi Bakodesh. So we should also say that there's a musig of a revi'i b'truma and there is a chamishi b'kodesh. Let's take a look at a couple of rashis, and I hope this will kind of lock into place. Let's see a couple of rashis. Let's start from Rashi, two lines down the wide lines. So we said, Shlishi Shepasul B'Truma. We said, again, Mechus HaKippurim is allowed to eat Truma. Mechus HaKippurim is allowed to eat Truma, and nevertheless, he passels Kodesh. Shlishi shepasal b'truma, meaning l'rabban and the pliga at the Rebbe Kiva. Nafkal and b'kal v'chemer mitzvul yom. They learn out that a shlishi is able to pasal truma from a tzvul yom, and they say ma tzvul yom shemutz b'chulin. Tzvul yom is cow. He's allowed to eat chulin, and he still asks truma. Sheni, who is pasal b'chulin, ain't a din shi'as a shlishi b'truma, and so on. If you look at the next Rashi. I already know the musig of a shlishi b'kodesh min yoraisa. So, meaning to say, meaning the reason why we're saying this line over here, I already know a shlishi is possible for kodesh. That's an often a pasuk. In which case, if I have a kal v'chomer to darshan, it must be telling me something than what I already know, and I already know a shlishi. In other words, says Rashi, "Galay tima dialog minadin liyis kaniden," and say, "Well, mala truma is a shlishi v'sulay, avzeh kodesh yas a shlishi v'sulay." On that, we're saying no. The mishum shlishi li itzrich lan kal v'chaymer. The minatayr lamadnu shlishi. I already know a musig of a shlishi v'kodesh. That's a mafurish pasuk. In which case, to the extent that I have a kal v'chemer, chiyasa kal v'chemer, l'rivi hu da'asa. The kaimelon b'ba v'kama v'perek sheni de'echa de'mifrach kal v'chemer le'armin and dayo. In a situation where there would be an utter refutation and no manifestation, no expression whatsoever for the kal v'chemer, we are not going to be restricted by dayo. And therefore, says Rabbi Yosef, again, we'll maybe come back and see if we can fine-tune this a bit more. But just to get the basic structure over here, we're saying that Rabbi Yosi learns a Ravi Bakodesh from a Kal V'chomer. And I'm not going to be restricted with any Dayo, because that's going to ultimately refute the Kal V'chomer. And therefore, the Gemara says that Lu Yitzuyer, that he held like Rabbi Kiva, there's a Musik of a Shlishi, and there's a Musik of a Shlishi B'chulin, he would apply the same methodology and say there must be, if so, a Ravi B'chumah. And there must be a chamishi b'kodesh. And from the fact that we don't find such a shita, it must be that he doesn't learn like Rabbi Kiva in the first place. Let's try one more Rashi. On the top Rashi. B'chol tamei mila mishtama nami de'i naga b'sheni da'sheni nikra tamei kala shevasecha yitzma. Oh, now this is it. Says Rashi, v'hashtid d'shamina me'ilu Rabbi Yosi b'shlishi l'truma v'le Ravi u'Ravi l'kodesh v'le chamishi Al karchach lesli sheni is a shlishi v'chulin. It must be that Rabbi Yosi holds that there's only a sheni by chulin and there's no shlishi. V'loy darish yitma yitamei, and he does not hold a Rabbi Kiva, and he does not dash in the yitma yitamei. Why? The isli laisei l'rivi b'truma b'kal v'chomer. So. We I already know a shlishi. I already know a shlishi by truma. In which case, I should be able to darshan and learn out a revi by truma mikal v'chemer mitzvul yom. And I should say the following: no matzvul yom shemutz v'chulin pasul v'truma shlishi shepasul v'chulin, because I've got a mafurish pasuk, because you told me yitzma yitzamei. In which case, it's as if I've got an explicit pasuk already telling me shlishi v'chulin, and truma's got to be higher because truma's more chamor. So shlishi shepasul b'chulin ain a din sheyaser revi b'truma v'daya lekel lemeimar demkin mafrich kal v'chomer, because the kal v'chomer would otherwise be refuted. Da shlishi l'truma nafkalan mikra keichad de nafkalan shlishi b'chulin and revi b'kal v'chomer v'chamishi b'kodesh b'kal v'chomer mimuchas kippurim. So, in other words, if I would say yitzma yitamei is basically saying. Chulin, I've got a mafurish apostic that chulin is tamei even when it's a shlishi. But once I have that, and now I want to look at what truma is going to do, I'm going to be forced to say that truma is going to be a revi, because otherwise I've got no expression for my kal v'chomer. And I'm going to be forced to say that kodshim has got a chamishi. That's what we're saying over here. Mimuchizkiburim, elevade lesli rabbi esi sheni esi shlishi b'chulin. In which case, this is the proof that it must be that Rabbi Yosi doesn't darshan yitma yitamei, like we said. That was the shita of Rabbi Akiva. And when Rabbi Yosi said mashkin, armatam, other things, that was a libid Rabbi Akiva. but he himself does not darshan that. That is how we see the Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. So again,
isn't normally a kavachomer from a stronger to a weaker?
From a weaker to a stronger. Well, it depends. If you're learning out of chumrah, you're learning out of kula. If you're learning out, if you're learning out,
a weaker.
I'm sorry.
Isn't here a weaker element of the?
No, we're learning out of chumrah over here, not a kula. We're learning out of chumrah. We're going from weaker to stronger. Mavdach, something weak has the chumrah. Something strong for sure is the chumrah. So that's what we're doing. So again, just to put this back in the puzzle. We said a statement. Rava said, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. The first statement we've dealt with, and that's what the Gemara said, Bishlam Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, and I was I'm proving to you that he doesn't hold a Sheni makes a Shlishi by Chulin, because if he did, you'd have a Chamishi by Kodesh. So Rabbi Yossi definitely does not hold in the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva as a Shlishi by Chulin. That is that. Says the Gemara, El Rabbi Akiva, Lestavar, Rabbi Yossi, Menalan. But how do you know that Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi? Meaning maybe Rabbi Akiva, maybe the source of Ravi Bakaydish is from the same Kalvachemer of Mechusa Kippurim. Nice Kalvachemer, quite a nice Kalvachemer. Meaning, do we have a Mefurish Apostolic somewhere which says that there's a Musik of Ravi Bakaydish? I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to try and find one if not. But, you know, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that the source of Ravi Bakaydish is from Rabbi Yossi's Kal Vachomer by Mechusa Kippurim. So, says the Gemara, how do you know, Minalan, that Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi? Says the Gemara, the Lelishtamit Tana, the listening Rabbi Bachuma, the Chamisha Bakedish, the name of Rabbi Akiva. Because there's no source in Shas, we don't find anywhere any Makaris which seem to tell us that there's a Musik of a Rabbi Bachuma and a Chamishi by Kodesh, and say, oh, by the way, that's going like Rabbi Akiva. Remember, if Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yossi, that means just like Rabbi Yossi darshan the Kal Vachomer, and he broke free from the shackles of dialogue Menadin, and he said, no, there's going to be a Musik of a Ravi Bakodesh. I'm not going to be capped by Truma, because otherwise the Kal Vachomer is Mufrach. Well, if you say that, then Rabbi Akiva, who does already hold that there's a Shlishi Bachulin, would say that there's a Ravi Bachuma and would say that there's a Chamishi Bakaydish, and we don't find any Tanan Shas who says that there's a Musik of a Ravi Bachuma and a Chamishi Bakaydish to say that, oh, maybe it's going like Rabbi Akiva. Elamai, it must be that Rabbi Akiva has a different source to tell me Ravi Bakaydish. He learns it from a Pasuk. Rashi quotes, Rashi in the first medium sized line says, and it's quite an Arichas as Rashi. Rashi says, "Nafkala mikra behedya d'darish yitzma yitrev revi bakodesh nami mi v'habaser asher yiga b'chol tamei." So Rabbi Akiva has a different source to tell me revi bakodesh, in which case we see Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. So again, without getting too much into the details, because then it gets a bit fuzzy, just to get the structure clear. Rava came along with a statement, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Rabbi Akiva, who said that there's a musik of a shlishi b'chulin, right? There's no such thing as a shlishi b'chulin, because if he held like Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Yossi would say that there's a revi b'truma and there's a chamishi b'kodesh. And Rabbi Akiva does not hold of Rabbi Yossi that the source of revi b'kodesh is learned that from a Kal Vachomer from a Chusik Yippurim, because otherwise Rabbi Akiva would say that there's a Musik of Ravi Bachum and a Chamish Bakodesh, and we don't find this anywhere in Shas. Elamai must be Rabbi Akiva learns from a different source, not from a Kal Vachomer, from a Pasuk Vabasa Shayiga Bachol Tame. And that says the Gemara, 1 second. Your whole proof is because you have yet to find a case in Shas which speaks about a Ravi Bachuma and a Chamish Bakodesh, about which maybe we could suggest that it's going like Rabbi Akiva. Just because you haven't found one yet, does that mean that maybe it couldn't still be that this issue is Rabbi Akiva, and that maybe Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yossi? Says the Gemara, V'anan, ahachi neikum nismach. Well, we're going to rely on that, on the mere fact that you haven't found a braisa. That's going to be enough for us to go to say conclusively that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, now we can do better than that. Nafik Ravashi, Vitim Rav Kahana. So out went Ravashi, Duk Vashkach, and he checked and he found the source. The Rabbi Akiva says Truma is limited only to a Shlishi, and Kodesh is limited only to a Ravi, and therefore I can say conclusively, Rabbi Akiva definitely does not learn the Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Yosi, because if he held the Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Yosi, that I'm not going to say Dio if it's going to totally refute my Kal V'chomer, then by the same token, Rabbi Akiva would say there's even a Ravi Batruma, there's even a Chamishi Bekodshim. What is the source? Dak v'ashkech hodes nan hakli mitzareif es mash b'seich l'kodesh. So you can have kelim, which are mitzarev, that which is inside it, l'kodesh, avalele truma. V'harevi v'kodesh posel v'ashlishi b'truma. And this will cause the revi v'kodesh to become posel, and it will cause a shlishi by truma to become posel. We'll come back and examine this in a second. Let's just finish the rive. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yechon, may do sish Rabbi Akiva nishnas mishnah zu. This statement came about through Rabbi Akiva. This is the mishnah in En Edyos, the Snan, Hoisiv Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added on to what was mentioned up until now, and he added even Seles, Kteres, Levoina, Gecholim, and these four things, even though it's not food. Nevertheless, shim nugget full yem bimiktsasan, if its full yem touches one side of the silas, one side of the kteris, of the levina, of the gecholim, the other, I've got a big keli, I've got a little bit of silas over here, and a little bit of silas over here, its full yem touches just the silas over here, doesn't touch the keli, touches the silas on the other side becomes tummy. So that's the din, there's a din that the kli is mitzareif, everything inside it, legabe kodesh, avalele truma. And therefore, said Rabbi Akiva, seiles, if you've got seiles in the kteris, levoina, gecholim, shem nagas v'liyem b'mektsasin, pasal es kulan. And the Gemara says very clearly, revi in, chamishi loi, shlishi in, revi loi, in which case they've got a mafurish source. The Rabbi Akiva says, truma is capped by shlishi, and kodesh is limited by revi. And therefore, I know absolutely that Rabbi Akiva would not hold that the source of a Ravi Bakodesh is from the Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Yosi, which defies the laws of Dio, because if he held that Kal V'chomer, he would say Ravi Batrum, he would say Hamishi by Kodesh. That is what the Gemara says.
The Metamakli, the Stoilus, are we saying the Stoilus is the Metamakli? Food?
No, we're talking about a Tulyam who's touching the Stoilus inside the Kli.
Yeah.
And we're saying the Salus on the other side of the Kli becomes Tommy.
Right.
It's not going to be Metam and the Keli. There's a Musig that the Kli is just Mitzar of the two together. We're going to see in a minute why and how.
Touching
the Salus is in the Kli.
You gotta, even if the drop which is touching is not...
not connected. It's not connected, yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see a couple of Rashis. Let's see the important Rashi. The Rashi says about 8 lines down, the wide lines. I'll leave everyone to do the large Rashi over Shabbos for homework. Yeah. So there is, Rashi says about 8 lines down. Ariva arucha. So you've got a long bowl. Uba eichli kodesh. Mikan, eichli kodesh mikan. The ein neigen zebazeh. They're not touching each other. Vinaga tamei ba eichlin shabaresh echad. Uba kli li naga. The tummy does not, he's very careful, he knows the stuff, he doesn't touch the keli, and he thinks all he's going to do is be metame this, b'kli le naga, v'oichel ein metame kli, from the Rabban, afil achi ha'oichlin shebishnei rasheha, tameim shehakli mitzarfon. And now this was all taken me'edusei alayde edusei, because what does it say, ha'isif rabbekiva, be'edus or be'edyes, Levina the Gecholim, meaning Apple Gav, the Lav Oichlin Ninu. Even though these things are not food, but nevertheless, there's a special din, we're going to speak about on Amid Beis, Chibas, HaKodesh, Machsharatin, the fact that it's so special, that it's used in Yonei Kodshim, that in of itself is Machsharit, and so on, in which case then it passels everything. Alma mitzaref kli mashabaseichai. The imishim the nagi adadi. Maybe you'll tell me it's because the coal touches the rest of the coal. No. Nehida gehela shenagaba metamis chaverta. Ava chaverta sula metamia. Then came in havale shishi vishvi. Not kuf. Uma isa edis nishas mishnazu. The kli mitzaref. Oktani behedya. Revi bakodesh is posel. Posel means it's capped. Alma du begiva hamishi. Lastly, and so to Shlishi B'Tshuma in Rav Yiloi, Amleslar B'Giva Kal V'Chaymet Rav Yosi, and so on, and so on. So B'Kitza Nimritz, Nimseinu Lamedim, that Rav Yosi disagrees with Rav Akiva. So again, one more time, Klar. Bottom line, if someone asks us, what would Rav Yosi say about Mashkim Tameim? Are Mashkim Tameim Metama other things? Is it Metama Eichlin? Is it Ashen Yitma Yitamei? We would say no. I, Rabbi Yossi, said, on Tazayin Amad Aleph, that it does. Teretz says, Rabbi Yossi is just saying over, he's being a good Talmud. He's saying, my Rebbe said, in reference to food inside the Kli Cheres, which became Tamei through the Sheretz, that the food is Metama Vayter, so too, my Rebbe Rabbi Kiv would say the same thing, Legabi Mashkin. I don't hold like that. I don't hold of Yitzma Yitamei, and I don't hold the Sheni makes a shlishi by chulin, because otherwise you'd have a revi by truman, a chamishi by kodshim, and Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that the source, it agrees to the din that there's a revi b'kodesh, but the source, the makar of the revi b'kodesh, he does not hold that it's learned out from Rabbi Yosi's kal v'chomer, which defies the laws of Dayo, because if so, then he would say revi b'truma chamishi by kodesh. And we don't find it anywhere in Shas. And more than that, we find Mefurish in Rabbi Akiva that he says only Ravi and not a Chamish. Good. So, now, says the Gemara like this. Now we're going to get a little bit into the Musig of Tziruf Kli. So the Gemara says, Almak Savat Tziruf Dirabonin. So the Gemara says, it must be that we hold Tziruf is Dirabonin. Now, what does this mean? If you look at Rashi, over here, Rashi says, Alma Ksavat Tziruf Derabbanan. Rashi says, 5 lines on the bottom, Milsavam Binafshehi, meaning, Mid'am Rabbi Yechon Meidus Ishul Bekiva Nishnis, that it was only from Rabbi Kiva's testimony that he said the Musig of Tziruf, Alma Ksavat Rabbi Yechon Tziruf Kleila Kodesh, the Ketani Gabi Milas, Lav Diraisi, Alam Derabbanan, the whole thing is in Derabbanan, it's all something which Rabbi Kiva taught us, Meidus Ishul Bekiva, the Midrabbanan who, meaning the Gehalam Malavina Labane Kibuli Tumininu, they're not really things which are able to mean Makabal Tuma. The whole thing is at the Rabbanin. Baba Gavdama Marva Basal Rabbi Saitsim Malavina, I mean in Behol Shah, this is a Maila Midrabbanin, this is an Asmachta, and it's not a Dindi Araisa. Tesus disagrees with Rashi, quotes Rashi, and he asks various questions on Rashi, and Tesus says about 4 lines before the end in Tesis the Ramasla Al Maksavar, 3 words in, Venir Lari, Kabay Shoga be Pirish the Daik, the Tsir of the Rabban, and Mihadik Tani Resha. Now, what's the source? How do we know that it's only the Rabban and the Musik of Tsir of Kli? Because it says in the Resha, Afer Chatas, the ashes of a Chatas, Shimnaga Tame be Miktis, Timeas Kulai, the Zeru mid Rabban, that's definitely the Rabban. We know that the ashes are not Kodesh anymore. Once it's ash, then there's no more Mila. And on that, whatever, there's different sources or different opinions as to how we know this. But we're saying that the Musik of Tziruf, being mitzarif things in a kli when they're not touching each other, that is a din derabbanan. On that, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan who said that, upliga de rabchanen, the amr tzir of diraisa, shenemar, in yana du yema, kaf achas asaras of meleik peris, right? The leaning of Chanukah, it says, kaf achas. Now, it's one little kaf. Now, why does it need to say kaf achas? It could have just said, you take a calf, which is a sarizahav, which has a weight of 10 gold coins, and you fill it Malaya Kutoris, why doesn't it just say Kaf Achas? Pashtus, I would know that it's one Kaf. Teretz is, it's coming to say something about the contents of everything inside the Kaf, even if it's not touching each other, it's one. It's one, it's unified, it's one. The Kaf is Mitzarevit. Kaf Achas Asarazov Malaya Kutoris. Hakosav also kol mash of a calf achas. It makes everything in the calf into one. It's very interesting. There are those who learn that the musik of tziruf kli legabe hafroshes chala from calf achas. They learn as a source. And if you put all of the chala into one kli and you've got pachas mikashir, let's say you need a minimum of 1.2 kilo to be mechuyev in chala. Maybe not with a bracha, maybe you need 1.66 of Chaim Noor, 2.25 Chazanish, but let's say 1.2 is the minimum shear, and you don't have that, but it's all together in one kli, so somebody should learn out from Kaf Achas. This is the source of Tziruf Kli. Others learn, the Rambam, I believe, learns from another source. Al Kaponim was saying that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Chanan, if the din of Tziruf Kli is a din derabanan, or it's learned out from the pasuk of Kaf Achas, and so on. Fine. The Gemara now goes to discuss something a little bit different. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to mention a kula which we find by Kachin. So it says the Gemara like this. Again, we're continuing with related things in Maseches Edyos. So Tanan Hassam, we learned over there in Maseches Edyos, Al machet shenimtzas bebasar. So you're shechting a carbon, and you find a machet inside the meat. And the assumption over here is that the machet is tamei, as we're going to see. Al machet shenimtzas bebasar, shasakin, which comes in contact with the machet, and the yadayim, both of them are tahoros, whereas the basar is tamei. So there's one din legabi the sakin and the adayim, and then there's one din legabi the basar, and nimtzeis beferesh, if the machet is found in the excrement, hakol tahar, everything would be tahar. So the Gemara now says, asam Rabbi Kiva m'sar hemshech, am Rabbi Kiva zachinu, she'em tumas yadayim b'mikdash. So to speak, Baruch Hashem, we have a maila, that there's no tumas yadayim in the mikdash. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, zchus, v'toiva, v'revach, v'takoni ilanu, mehefsted kodshim, shle nigzru gziris yadayim, v'migdash, shle tami, v'dover, shayim etama adam, and in Baruch Hashem, that they weren't mafsted kodshim, they were not gozer the gzera of tumas yadayim in the mikdash, to be metame. We're going to explain that this is the nature of this needle. It's a type of needle which doesn't have the ability to be metama and adam, meaning dilo chutz lamigdash metama and yodayim, but at least it would be metama yodayim, the yodayim of a person, but to makoldu, because we find that the yodayim become tame very easily midrabanan, filibustaman, even stam yodayim are going to be tamei, are going to be shniyos, mishum yadayim askoniyos. So Rabbi Akiva commented about this. Again, you shech the carbon, you find the machet. We're going to say in a minute, this machet is of a dubious state. Maybe it's tamei. We're going to say the fellow's hands are tahar, the sakin is tahar, and just the flesh around the machet is going to be tamei. And said Rabbi Akiva, zachinu shein tumas yadayim b'mikdash, Baruch Hashem, there's no tumas yadayim in the mikdash. So
you mentioned earlier the concept of the rice of mikve in the glass. So I was wondering if that machat,
not in the glass necessarily. It's got to be in the ground.
Anything, yes.
Mechubar lekarka.
An animal has had mashkin inside its stomach. Would the maybe the machat to become tour as a result of being submerged in the mashkin?
Question is, if you have a machat inside the stomach, would we say that the machat now it becomes part of the animal, and therefore it's got no halachic power anymore to be matam anything? Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll come back. Al kabbanim frag the gemara, like this. V'neima she'en tumas yadayim v'kelim b'migdash. Why did Rabbi Kiva only say, oh, Baruch Hashem, there is no musik of tumas yadayim in the migdash? Why didn't he say there's no musik of tumas yadayim v'kelim in the migdash? Rashi says, v'neima nami yizachinu she'en tumas kelim b'migdash midrabanin. Meaning, b'davash e'en metam minatir. Re'ilu b'chulin gaz rabanin b'tuma. There are times when we are goyze tuma on the keli. Abba gavni drais a targ and san gavni yivchis dover. Va'ichun ba kelim shenitzmu b'mashkin. Because you can find, even though a keli, as we mentioned, the keli can only become tummy from an ava tuma, but we said in the yivchis dover that eichun and kelim shenitzmu b'mashkin. They can become tummy if they came in contact with liquids. And here we say not only are the man's hands tar, but the sakin is also tar. So why Rabbi Kiva? Why didn't you kind of praise the fact that there's no tumas kalim in the Migdash also? To which the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Maravi, Tim Rabbi Yezib Rabchanina, Yadayim, Kodim Xeris Kalim Nishnu. Chronologically, first they made Xera on Yadayim, that it's able to become Tame, and then they made in the Yud Chizdavar a Xera about Kalim, in which case, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, when they were made this edus, we'll have to say this was at a stage in history where the gzera of Yadayim was made, and therefore had this been outside of the Migdash, the hands would have in fact become tamei, but the kelim would not have become tamei because they had not as of yet made the gzeira on kelim, in which case Rabbi Kiva just said, Baruch Hashem, she'ein, that there's no tumas yadayim in the mikdash. Say again? We'll have to say Rabbi Kiva said his statement before the takana, correct. Frag the Gemara one second. Amar Rabbava tervayu b'yayim gozru. But I thought the takana of yadayim and kelim were done at the exact same time. This nan hasefer. Vayodayim, vatzful yoyim, vayichlin, vayakelim, shenitzimu b'mashkin. All of those were done by b'yoyim. So we see very clearly that yodayim and kelim were all done at the same time. So you can't say that. So we're back to our original question. Why did Rabbi Kiva not say, O Baruch Hashem, there's no tumas yodayim and kelim in the Mikdash? Says the Gemara, it's not shver, elam rava. A different answer. Hanach letumas sakin dafila v'chulin nami leimetama. Remember, that which we said they made a gzeira on kelim midrabanin is only if it came in contact with a liquid. We're not discussing that it came in contact with a liquid over here. Hai sakin denage b'may. So, what is it? Yilema denage b'basar, hain oicho metamakli, vela denage b'machat, v'ain kli metamakli. So it didn't come in contact with any liquid whatsoever, in which case there's no makom for the sakin to become tamei. It's only if it came in contact with the liquid. So you're right. We'll say that both gezeiros were done at the same time, but being that the sakin did not come in contact with any liquid, then even if the machat is tamei, there's no way for the machat to be metame the sakin, because ein kli metame kli. And midrabanan, it's only if it somehow came in contact with mashkin. So the kitzah we had over here, this maisa, that you find a machat inside basa. We're going to say in a minute, the machat, we're assuming it might have been tummy. It might have been tummy. The fellow cut into it with his hands and with the knife. The hands, the knife are tahar. And only the basa is tummy. If it's found in the parish, everything is tar. And Rabbi Kiv exclaims in Baruch Hashem, there's no tumas yadayim in the Migdash. Had this been outside of the Migdash, the fellow's hands would be tamei. And Rabbi Kiva did not feel it necessary to say Baruch Hashem that there's no tumas kelim in the Migdash, because even if it be outside of the Migdash, a keli is not matama another keli, even with the Rabbanan, unless there is a medium of liquid. Now the Gemara goes on to say, well, what is the story with this machat? Well, what's the issue with the machat? Ha machat mai avidate, meaning what happened exactly that we're saying that the machat is tamei and it's metame the basar. E name is safik machat. If you'll tell me it's just a machat which we have a safik, we don't know if it's tamei or tahar, we don't know who it belongs to and so on. Vayitmar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yezim Avchanina. Had Amar Le Gazru Al Safik Harekin Shib Yerushalayim. Had Amar Le Gazru Al Safik Hakelim Shib Yerushalayim. Meaning, whenever you see saliva, so maybe the saliva came from Azav, Azava, Anida, in which case it's Tame. Maybe it came from someone else, and it's Tahar. So in Yerushalayim, we're not machzik tum in Yerushalayim. We shouldn't say, because Yerushalayim, people, there was a higher standard of Tahara in Yerushalayim. So one said, if you find Reik in Yerushalayim, you can assume it's Tahar. And one says, if you find Akeli in Yerushalayim, you can assume that it's Tahar. So the fact that I find a needle inside the animal, I don't have to assume it's Tame. So, Amravita Marav, Kigin Shavdale Machat, Tame Mes. The case was, you lost the machat, which was Tame Mes, Vehikira Vabasar. And then you shecht and you say, hey, there is my needle, I've been looking all over for it. So now, you know that this is something which is actually Tame, in which case, that's the reason why it's able to be Matama the Basar. In a minute, we're going to ask, if the machat is Tame Mes, it's an Avatuma, so why can't it be Matama the person also? We're going to get to that in a second. That's one answer. Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Avin Amar, another simple answer. The animal was muzzled, so it hasn't eaten anything in Yerushalayim. Uba mechutz liYerushalayim. And the animal came from outside of Yerushalayim. So maybe the animal swallowed a machat in Tveria, and over there, the machat is Tomei. So you don't have a raya. So that's the reason why Kenzayin, the machat, is Tomei. Now the Gemara goes into this. Gufa Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Chanina. Hadamar Le Gazru Al Safik Reikin Yerushalayim. Hadamar Le Gazru Al Safik HaKelim Yerushalayim. Frag the Gemara, what's the chiddush of the Amorayim, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yisrael Pechanina? Frag the Gemara, Reikin Tanina, Kalim Tanina. We've learned both of these already from Mishnayis. Says, my Reikin Tanina, this Nan, Kalar Reikin, and Nimsem Yerushalayim Tahirim, Chutz Mishal Shuk Elyon. If you find spit and saliva in Yerushalayim, it's Torah, with the exception of the Shuk Elyon, which is a place where Tameim used to hang around. So he would say, what's the chiddush of the Amira? Even though we know that there's been a Zav hanging around in this place, and mitzad that, we wouldn't have known it mitzad the Mishnah, kumt, either Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina to say, Le'gazrol Safik Rekin Shibushalayim. Kelim, Frag the Gemara Tanina, Desnan Kalakelim, Nimsem Yushalayim, Derech Yerida Le'beisat Tefillah. If you find the Keli on the way down to the Mikvah, then we have to assume that it's Tame, because clearly the fellow wanted to be matpul the keli and it fell out. Mashma, anywhere else in Yerushalayim, Hada Alma, Tahirin. Mashma, anywhere else, it would be Tahar. So vayta, what's the chiddush of the Amira? Says the Gemara to Tameich, Eim Seifa, Derech Aliyah, if you find a keli on the way up from the mikvah, Tahirin, make the same diuk, Hada Alma, but everywhere else in Yerushalayim, Tameyin. Elamai, you've got contradictory diukim between the Reisha and the Sefer. So what are we going to say? El Reisha Dafka. The Reisha, Derech Yerida, is Dafka. Then it's Tamei. And the Sefer is Lav Dafka. I mean, it's Lav Dafka Derech Aliyah. It is not only Derech Aliyah, but so to anywhere else. And it's Lafuki Gezaisa. It's coming Lafuki Gezaisa, which Rashi explains, if you have small little mavois, which are close to the mikvah. Just like a Rashi, five lines down, I think, or four lines down in the wide lines. Fugi gezaisim, voice katanim shayu samach, lederach yerid of aliyah, pamim shayu yard, lederach yisim, voice, pamim oilin, vahanu tmein misafik. Shayu mitchira tmein ayu. Safik naflu, b'yerida, safik ba'aliyah. Misfeik olin afki mitum, avos shakelim, safik nitmi, safik minitmi, legazor lein misafik. So that is why we needed the statement of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Chanina. One is saying a din legabi reik in Yerushalayim, and one is saying the din legabi kalim Yerushalayim. Frag the Gemara very quickly, one more minute, till Rav the Amrak again, Shavdele Machat Tomei Meis. One second. Vehikira, now you recognize it, and you recognize it. Bebosra, Kevin Armamar, Bechalal Cherev, Cherev Arikacholo, Adam Kalim Nami Litzmu. So it's an avatuma. So if it's an avatuma, lachot should be metame even the mensch. Amravashi, Zaysameris. It's a case of suffix. We're not sure. Azara, Rishas, Rabbim, he. we will have to say that the Azar has a din of Shisarabim, Avali Safik Tuma Bishisarabim, Tchol Safik Tuma Bishisarabim, Sveikai Tahar. And that's the reason why we're going to be Mitarit, because it is Safik Tuma Bishisarabim. I think we can pull it off in one more minute, because we're Mamish in the thing. One more thing, the Gemara is Medayik, Mashma. If it would be in Rosh Hashanah, you would say the Machat is Tamei. 1 second, we've got Kloim. Nichdi, Hai Machat. The Machat is a Dover She'ein Baidas Lisholu. The Machat doesn't have an intellect. You cannot ask the Machat, did you become Tamei or not? The whole Dover She'ein Baidas Lishol, Bein Bishas Aram, Bein Bishas Ayachat, Svei Gitar. Because we learn that from Stata, just like the woman has Das, and in Rosh Hashanah, she's Tmei Misafik, so to everything which has Das, is going to be Tami Misafik, but the Machat doesn't have Das. Says the Gemara, Mishum to have Yisafik Tuma, Habo Bidei Adam. Barm Rabbi Yechon, Safik Tuma, Habo Bidei Adam, Nishol in Alea, Afil Bekli Munach, Al Gabi Karka, Kadavi Shish Bidas Lishol. Granted, the Machat is a Dovi She'ein Bidas, the being that it came here through the assistance of a person who has Das, therefore we're able to treat it like a Dovi She'ish Bidas Lishol, and therefore Lu Yitzur, the Azar, Adin Rishas Yachid, we would be metamit b'makom safik. We'll pick it up tomorrow at 9:30. That's Hashem, and we'll finish the parak.